This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. WQCC denies CCNS and Hope standing to challenge DP-1132. The New Mexico Water Quality Control Commission not only denied Honor Our Pueblo Existence, Hope, and CCNS standing to challenge the groundwater discharge permit DP-1132, but also denied the public any opportunity to provide comment during Tuesday's hearing. Two agenda items were about DP-1132. The first, to determine whether CCNS and Hope had standing to challenge the permit for the radioactive liquid waste treatment facility at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LALT. If the commission determined the NGOs had standing, then the second agenda item for a review of the permit would take place. The standing discussion by commission members and council was disorderly and was also muddled with a review of the DP-1132 permit. It has required over a decade of effort to ensure the New Mexico Hazardous Waste Act regulates the radioactive liquid waste treatment facility. The outcome of Tuesday's commission hearing was not the outcome the NGOs expected. For the virtual public and those in attendance, the outcome was not what they had expected either. The public hearing notice stated there would be an opportunity to make comments during the hearing. When one member of the public raised her hand to find out when public comments would be heard, confusion reigned. In the end, the answer was a resounding no. The public hearing notice also provided links to the New Mexico Environment Department's public comment portal. On Friday, May 5th, Joni Ahrens of CCNS checked the portal. The last comment was submitted on Friday at 9:50 a.m. When Ahrens checked the portal again on Sunday, May 7th, around 2 p.m., she found the portal was down. It was down for at least 20 hours. Ahrens emailed a letter to the Commission's counsel and to the Environment Department's general counsel, citing the Water Quality Act that allows a party, such as CCNS, to make a showing that there was no reasonable opportunity to submit comments. As a remedy, the Commission could have ordered additional time for comments. The Commission did not provide a remedy to those who may have tried to submit comment during the at least 20 hours when the portal was down, just 2 days before the public hearing. Ahrens did not receive a response from the councils. It seems also that comments submitted by the public before April 6, 2023, are lodged in a file somewhere inaccessible by the Commission until after it finishes work on the case. Exactly after it could have been useful. The NGOs are considering their options. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Listen to all our podcasts wherever you get your podcasts.